probably been speeding down the highway, as I have at times, and all of a sudden you come to a construction area that says, slow down, 35 miles an hour. So everyone, of course, slows down by 2 or 3 miles an hour. They're down to 57 now, something like that. And then you'll see, as you get a little more into the construction area, these words, be prepared to stop. Well, I don't want to be prepared to stop. I don't know if you're like me, but I calculate how many miles I've got to go, how long it's going to take. Let's see, 60 miles, 60 minutes, something like that. I don't want to be prepared to stop. I'm prepared to do the speed limit. Sometimes we live our whole lives that way. We're speeding. Too fast to stop. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about be prepared to stop. Our word for today from the Word of God, we're in the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. I'm going to begin reading at verse 35. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him, the Bible says. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. And of course, as they say, the rest is history. Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus that day. But I think the words that leaped out at me from this passage are two simple little words. Did you catch them? Jesus stopped. But then he always did. He always had time to stop for an individual who needed him. And now he had three good reasons that I can think of not to stop this day when he came into Jericho. First of all, he was only days away from dying on the cross, and he knew it. He had his own burdens on his mind. The cross had to be what he was thinking about. I think he would be forgiven for not stopping. I just can't. I got so much on my mind. Secondly, he had a crowd pressing on him. Thirdly, this guy seems to have been quite a nuisance. Everybody seemed to consider him a nuisance except Jesus. But in spite of those three reasons not to, Jesus stopped. And you know, maybe you're speeding through your life much like I am. Stressful, high-pressure, rat-race existence, always on your way to something or from something that's very demanding. If you're like your master, you'll stop when you hear the cries. For a child who needs a hug, for a mate who needs your shoulder, might need your attention right now, who needs your ear, who needs you to listen. Maybe it's a worker in your office. You've got so much to get done today, but there's someone there who obviously needs your love, your encouragement, needs your praise. Sometimes you'll stop and say to somebody, How are you? And they'll give you that hollow, okay, I guess. Whoa, do you have time to stop when it's not okay? You can't always drop everything, I know that. But you can at least set a time and say, listen, I can't talk right now, but in an hour I'll be out of this, and let's get together then. Don't let the preoccupations of your agenda, your problems, your demands, even the unlovableness of the person who needs you, keep you from being there for them. Don't let those things make you forget that people are most important. They're going to last forever. So please, like the sign says, be prepared to stop.
Thanks, Ron. Are there some people in your world that don't know Jesus? What if you could introduce them to the Christ of Christmas through a special booklet written by Ron Hutchcraft called Born to Rescue? Born to Rescue is a beautifully designed 28-page booklet that is perfect for inserting into your Christmas cards or giving to lost people you know. We want to send you a free copy of Born to Rescue 12 Days of Christmas when you stop by our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word with You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.